I'm cold.
Hi, Kenny.
Also in the back is a copy of the 2024 Lenten devotional.
It starts today, and it's every Sunday until Holy Week, then it's every single week. And the last time I was here, I was chastising somebody for drinking what I thought was a soda, and it turned out to be water. So no names were mentioned. That person didn't appear on the internet, but my chastisement that did. So I want to apologize to that person in front of the world and in front of the people here at the Sidon Methodist Church. Thank you. That's all I have, Paul.
Okay, then we can please stand for the operation of faith. Psalm 25, verses 1 through 10. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me.
No one whose hope is injured will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse.
Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
Guide me in your truth.
Teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long.
Remember not the sins. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old.
Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord.
Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways.
He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his ways.
All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. Okay, if you please be seated here, and we have two.
Yes, it wasn't left off the bulletin this week.
All righty then. The children will come forward.
Just one.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow I'll have just one. Mm-hmm. But guess what happens? That just one turns into two, and the two turns into three, and before I know it, I've got an empty can sitting on the end table, and it's only 15 minutes later. So if I pop this lid, am I open to the But I did break the seal, but I'm getting close. If I break that seal, guess what? It's all over. It's all over, because it's not going to end with this can of chips, because I'm going to go to the pantry, and I'm going to find some other sweet and salty things that I know I shouldn't have, because then I'll say, well, I already gave into that. I'm done. Right? I've already defeated myself. What's another bad choice? So opening that can of Pringles opens up a whole bunch of bad choices, not just one chip. Opening the door of the devil to one temptation doesn't open up one bad choice. Maybe you didn't study for that spelling test, and you're just going to look at that paper next door because you know she gets A's, and you go, I'm just going to put that one word. You just open the door to the rest of it. Maybe two words. Maybe that math test won't be so bad to look. So we've got to remember, temptation is like that doorknob. Don't even put your hand there. When you see the doorknob, that's the devil's door asking you to come in so he can open up his world of temptation. It's like opening up that door with Pringles. You know? Do you like Pringles? Here you go. I don't want them there. Take it on. Because you know what? If that's in my house, I'm going to hear the knock. When I get a bad mood or I come home from work and it's a bad day, and I'm going to say just one. I'm going to open that Pringles up. I'm going to open my world for a whole bunch of temptation. So let's just keep the devil on the other side of the door. And if you see that doorknob, don't even touch it. Because now we're in for trouble. You have that power. How do you get that power? You go to God. He never gives us, and in the Bible it says, God never, let me read this because I know I'll get it wrong if I don't. It says, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. He's not going to let that temptation go beyond your ability. But with temptation, he'll give you to escape. He's going to give you an out. But you have to be able to be strong enough to look at the devil. I'm not going there and get away from it. He'll give you the ability. You just have to accept it. Let's say a little prayer. Dear Lord, there's temptation all around us, every moment of the day, every hour of the day. We know that you only give us as much as we can endure, although sometimes we aren't real sure that we have the same faith in ourselves as you have in us. Please help keep us strong in our faith. Remind us that all good things come from you, and that when we are tempted, it is not coming from you, but our strength will come from you. We just need to accept it and embrace it. Amen.
The bow of temptation.
Dalton, that's the bow of temptation.
Great and glorious God, you are wonderful in all your doings towards humanity. Accept our heartfelt thanks and praise for giving us life, for redeeming us when we were still an enemy, for preserving us to this day, for guiding us into your ways by your Holy Spirit, and for all the various kindnesses you have showered upon us. All that we have has come from you, Lord. All that we can give you came from you already. How can we ever love you enough or praise your name sufficiently for all these and all your favors? Our mind is unable to conceive of the thanks due you, even for this gift of coming into your presence and speaking with you. We gather this morning in this holy place to raise our voices up to you, to express one our hearts, minds, and spirits. We offer prayers for those who are looking and searching in their lives for a way in life that will provide them with instructions in the best way to live their lives. What they are looking for is God. If they would just turn towards you, Lord, they will find what they have been looking for. We know that we have gone astray in following your way. We ask to be forgiven for our waywardness. We pray for the good health and well-being, both physically, mentally, and spiritually, of all the members of this congregation, their families, friends, and neighbors. We pray for those who are on the front lines protecting us from harm, members of law enforcement, the military, especially our First Lieutenant Carl Smith, firefighters, first responders, EMTs, health professionals. We pray for the well-being and safety of our community and our church, our utmost in our minds. Keep us all safe and protected from the many evil forces that are around us. We offer prayers for our country. We ask for your guidance and protection while we are in these times of turmoil. We ask for patience until these things settle down. Our future is dependent on our youth. We pray for their safety and well-being. Please guide them and protect them, and let us continue to encourage them on their walk of faith. Now, dear Lord, if a name came to the people's hearts, spirits, while we were praying, let them share those names with us now. Dear Lord, let us bring our prayer time to a close by praying the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And now, if someone will choose one of their favorite hymns. Okay, don't everybody grab your hymnals at once.
Something with the blood, but I don't know what.
What number?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Blood.
195.
Okay, number 195. Frank's got it there, okay?
Nothing but the blood, 195. What can wash up?
Thank you.
this is the third week, so that means the little buckets are in the collection plate to get some extra funds for the oil bill. For the oil bill. And I ask you, this is where you put your cards with your name on it into the collection plate if you want to be prayed for throughout the month, throughout the season of Lent. And I ask the ushers when they get it, if they would take the cards out and put them in the collection plate and put them on that center table right behind them. And everybody can take a card and make sure the names are turned down so they can't see them. And take a card and start praying for that person.
Father, we thank you for this to be able to come here on the third Sunday of the month of February. February is quickly leaving us. We ask that you accept these tithes and gifts and offerings that are being used to help with the support and the running of the church here in Sidmond, the Methodist Church here in Sidmond, PA. We thank you for this opportunity, and we ask all of us, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, Master, Teacher, and Friend, amen. You may be seated. Our reading today comes from the book of Mark. Now let me tell you a few things about this. Let's see. The spirit that came upon Jesus at his baptism now drives him out into the wilderness. Mark only refers to this event with two verses. Matthew takes 11 verses and Luke takes 13 verses. So we don't hear about the three temptations. In all three readings, 40 days is mentioned. This was considered to be a considerable long length of time. So we're in Mark 1, verses 9 through 15. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
I was away 1 week, and you fell off here. The words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
There we go. Jeez. Yeah. Oh, I shouldn't say that, because one thing I gave up two things for Lent. Candy, so that means that thing will remain full. And criticizing. I inherited that from my mother. Okay, I call this the temptations of life. There's a difference between being tempted and being tested. Tempting is from Satan. Testing is from God. How do you tell the difference? Through prayer. Testings are not sent to make us fall. They're meant to strengthen us. Testings are not meant for our ruin, but for our good. Through these tests, our character will be strengthened, and they will teach us valuable lessons. God was asking Jesus to set up his reign of love. Satan would be setting up a dictatorship of force. Satan's not going to let this just go by without him sticking his hand into it. Jesus needed a showdown with the enemy, which he got in his three temptations. We experience tests in our spiritual journeys. These tests come in order to prepare us for future challenges. They are all pass or fail tests. There's no 90% or 70%. You either pass it with 100% or you fail it. I had to take those tests. My first exposure to them was in sixth grade with Bill Horner. Pass or fail test. I can't tell you how I did because I don't remember. Two ways to protect yourself from expected temptations. Temptations, that's from the devil. Be prepared like Jesus, and be prepared with the Word of God. That's two ways to protect yourself from temptations. Temptations are from the devil. Temptations are often the combination of a real need and a possible doubt that creates an inappropriate desire. Salt and vinegar or whatever that's on those. I used to eat those too. Pringles. Now I went to another thing that's healthier for me. And I had to get away from those. Now I have a little small rice cakes with sea salt on them. I eat the whole bag. I'll go home this afternoon. Well, if there was a football game on, I'd sit down and wake up after the third quarter and then start eating my little small things. I'll do that when I get home today. It's a temptation Temptation is not a sin. Giving in or tempting others is the sin. And the worst thing you can do is to tempt others. Now let me tell you this story about Robin Hood. One of the popular movies, Robin Hood, The Prince of Thieves, Kevin Costner was in it. As Robin, he comes to a young man taking aim at an archery target. And Robin asked him, "Can you shoot amid distractions?" Just before the boy releases the string, Robin pokes his ear with the feather of an arrow. The boy's shot flies high by several feet. After the laughter of those watching dies down, Maid Marian, standing behind the boy, asked Robin, "Can you?" Robin Hood raises his bow and takes aim. Just as he releases the arrow, Maid Marian leans beside him and flirtatiously blows air into his face. The arrow misses the target, glances off the tree behind it, and scarcely misses a bystander. Distractions come in all types, and whether they are painful or pleasant, the results are the same. We have missed God's mark. That's what sin. Sin is an archery term. Sin means missing the mark, missing the bullseye. That's where sin came from, the term sin. Jesus struggles with doubt, his sense of purpose, and his commitment to the task God has laid before him. Do you have doubt? Are you not sure of your purpose? Is your commitment to your task as strong as it should be? It's quieter in here than it is out there. We shouldn't be thinking about these kind of questions. We should be spending our time thinking about Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, those are the things we should be thinking about. Now, if you can't remember all of those, look up Philippians 4, verse 8. Jesus' way was prepared by John the Baptist. Jesus is now preparing the way for us. How are we supposed to know the way? By reading the Bible. Where is the Bible? There should be a Bible within my hand's reach. Here we go. Upside down Bible, but there's the Bible. That's how we know our way. And you've noticed, well, we don't read the Bible here because the words are on the screen. I've stopped putting in where the psalm is, what page it's on, and I stopped putting in where the scripture reading is because I want the other two churches, because they don't have screens, thank goodness. They have to know where the Psalms is in the Bible, and they have to know where the Book of Mark is, without me telling them, oh, it's page 427. So they turn to page 427. They don't know what book that's in. Now they have to find the Book of Psalms and the Book of Mark. Thank you, sir. You'll receive extra blessings for that. You need it. The problem is we don't want to travel that path that Jesus has laid out for us. We think like Eve. We want to be God. It's hard and paved with suffering, but we must travel it. We have two choices. Either Christ's way is always to the right, or our way. Our way is never to the right. Christ's way is to the right. Everything he says in the Bible is right, and his directions he always gives. Throw the nets out to the right. They've been fishing with the left all night long and hadn't caught anything. They throw the nets to the right, and they can't even haul the net in. There's so many fish in there. The activity of God is hidden from us. But even when it's revealed through Jesus, many of us will be unable to see it, because we're not looking for it. It's not what we envision the situation to be, or to the results of the situation, because our mental minds, I have to tell you, are limited. God isn't. On our journey with Christ, we start out on the mountaintop, filled with energy and joy. We were just there. Well, you were. You were here on Christmas Eve. I was home suffering from the flu, type A. So that's where we started, on the mountaintop. I got close to the mountaintop, but I had to fall back, and Matt had to take you the rest of the way. Then comes the wilderness that's filled with doubt and wonder. That's where we are now, in the wilderness. We're in Lent. This is the wilderness. In following the path of Jesus, we will encounter enemies just like Jesus. So be alert all the entire year, just not during Lent. But just be careful. What's important is how Jesus won. He used God's words and won. We can do the same. We are to go through this rite of passage, this passage that we're in now, Lent, knowing that there we're going to be tempted, knowing there are temptations, knowing our temptations, avoiding our temptations, and victory over our temptations. I used to avoid, because I knew it was a temptation, walking down the candy aisle when I first started this, last century. I wouldn't walk down that aisle. Now I can walk down that aisle and I don't even look either way. Or I do look either way. But it's like, no, I can't eat any of that. It's no problem anymore. I'm not tempted anymore. I have victory over that temptation. Most of the time. Now and then I slip, and when I'm walking down the ice cream aisle, I'll take something. We too will be sent out into the world for an extended amount of time. Our age. Some of us are longer than others. Look at Gene here. He's been out there ever since the beginning of time. He might have been in the Garden of Eden. Are you waving at me? Oh. This could amount to our entire life, and all of life's temptations will fall into one of three areas. Physical needs, appetites, and desires. Next up, appetites and desires. Psychological needs, faith and trust. And emotional needs, power and control. So our temptations are going to be in our appetites or desires. Do we want this? Do we want that bowl of ice cream? Do we want to, I won't go there. Do we want the, I'll go to faith and trust. How's my faith doing? You know, I prayed to God and what's taking place? Nothing's happening. Why? Maybe it's because he's answered your prayer, but he didn't answer it the way you wanted it to be answered. So you don't even ignore his answer because you don't even know his answer's there. When he's already given you his answer. You have to open your eyes and your ears and your mind and take in things around you and listen for his voice to see what he said. Because he said something to you. Jesus showed us thousands of years ago how to face and confront the defeat of the temptations of life. We all have to face them, no matter our age. They change as we get older. They may change as we get older. If you have a temptation when you're 19 years old or so, and you don't overcome it, it's going to keep coming back to you as you get older and older until you overcome it. No matter what the temptation is, it could be something small. Eating Pringles. Could be something small. If you don't overcome that now, it's going to come back. And it'll keep coming back until you overcome it. That temptation. Satan is no dummy. Satan's not going to give up on you because you refused it the first time. Because he knows the human spirit. He'll keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back until you overcome, until you have a victory over the temptation. And then you have something to celebrate. You have a victory over giving up alcohol. So you have a celebration, go out and have a drink. Now you don't want to do that. But they'll keep coming back to you. Next day, next week, next month, next year, next decade. Doesn't make any difference. It'll keep coming back to haunt you until you have victory over it. So beware of that one during this time of Lent. This is Lent. It's a very special time of the year. It's different than Advent. Advent was joyful, and Lent is the opposite. We're supposed to be thinking about all the things that we've done in the last year that we want to be forgiven. How we've gone astray in the last year, since last Lent. Since the Lent of 2023. So let us pray. O Lord, our guide on our spiritual journeys, we start today another Lenten journey. May we learn from the temptations of Jesus that we too face the same kind of temptations throughout our entire lives. May we learn from each the lessons that we are to take with us throughout our lives. Thank you, Lord, for providing these perspectives so we may benefit from them. Amen. Now let us bring our worship service to a close by singing our final hymn, "This Is My Father's World." Number 58 in the hymnal, or the words are on the screen, and we'll break before the last verse.
Did you do that last week? Going right straight through the hymn, and then Roger gave it, okay.
Pray for on this first Sunday in Lent, may you pray to know the difference between temptations from the devil and testing from God. May you be prepared like Jesus and be prepared with the Word of God. Let not your heart be troubled, and may you be given the desires of your heart, and may all your plans succeed. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, go and earn your day. Let us now sing the final verse of "This Is My Father's World."
Said,
amen.
Amen. God bless all of you.